With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Studies show epigenetic changes can drive cancer. Cancer has long been thought to be primarily a genetic disease, but in recent decades, scientists have come to believe that epigenetic changes, or changes in the way DNA is read rather than a change in its sequence, also plays a role in cancer. In particular, DNA methylation is an epigenetic switch that can stably turn off genes, suggesting the potential to cause cancer just as a genetic mutation can. Until now, however, direct evidence that DNA methylation drives cancer formation was lacking. Researchers at the Children's Nutrition Research Center at Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital have now created a mouse model, providing the first in vivo evidence that epigenetic alterations also can cause cancer. Their report appears today in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. This opens up the door for a whole new paradigm of how to understand tumors. If we can identify epigenetic changes that predispose people to cancer, these may actually be treatable or preventable. So this opens up a lot of optimism in new ways to deal with cancer. Jackson Laboratory researchers find new mechanism for neurodegeneration. A research team led by Jackson Laboratory has pinpointed a surprising mechanism behind neurodegeneration in mice, one that involves a defect in a key component of the cellular machinery that makes proteins, known as transfer RNA, or tRNA. The researchers report in the journal Science that a mutation in a gene that produces tRNAs operating only in the central nervous system results in a stalling or pausing of the protein production process in the neuronal ribosomes. Such stalling can be largely overcome thanks to the work of a partner protein called GTBPB2. Our study demonstrates that individual tRNA genes can be tissue-specifically expressed in vertebrates. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green fed dairy banner ad today.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling, specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticides link to 3 generations of disease. Washington State University researchers say ancestral exposure to the pesticide methoxychlor may lead to adult onset kidney disease, ovarian disease, and obesity in future generations. What your great-grandmother was exposed to during pregnancy, like the pesticide methoxychlor, may promote a dramatic increase in your susceptibility to develop disease, and you will pass this on to your grandchildren in the absence of any continued exposures, says Michael Skinner, WSU professor and founder of its Center for Reproductive Biology. He and his colleagues document their findings in a paper published online in PLOS-1. Methoxychlor, also known as Chemform, Methoxo, Metox, or Moxy, was introduced in 1948 and widely used during the 1970s as a safer replacement for DDT. It was used on crops, ornamental plants, livestock, and pets. It is still used in many countries around the world. It was banned in the U.S. in 2003 due to its toxicity and ability to disrupt endocrine systems. The researchers say the pesticides may be affecting how genes are turned on and off in the progeny of an exposed animal, even though its DNA and gene sequences remain unchanged. This is called transgenerational epigenetic inheritance. In recent years, the Skinner Lab has documented epigenetic effects from a host of environmental toxins, including DDT, plastics, pesticides, fungicides, dioxins, hydrocarbons, and the plasticizer bisphenol A, or BPA. The newest findings support those observations. The work is also the first to show that a majority of transgenerational disease traits can be transmitted primarily through the female line, and also identified mutations in the sperm epigenome of great-grandchildren male rats. The epigenome functions like a set of switches regulating gene expression and can be altered by environmental conditions. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5%. Plus free shipping inside the USA.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And since it's Friday, I am in the studio with your co-host, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Are you excited about today's show?
I'm always excited to be in the studio.
Well, I got to tell you something. I've noticed this. So since the whole breaking the news about the syndication.
Yes.
And some other exciting things that are going on in the background. I've become excited again, and I was thinking, gee, what is it that all of a sudden I'm really anxious to show up for work? I'm really looking forward to today's show. And I realized that, and we've talked about this off the air, you and I, that this audience, they are our friends.
Of course they are.
Most of them we only know by first name, and we've never met, or they live on other continents and so on.
Uh-huh.
And so I think you always get excited when you think you're going to make new friends, right? You go to a party, you think, oh, maybe I'll make some new friends tonight. So getting on GCN's satellite means that we're going to have a whole influx of new friends, and that kind of excites me.
It is exciting.
Yeah, I know.
It's very exciting. And I guess we're still set for August, mid-August.
Yeah, August 15th. Talk to production over at GCN. We're working some bugs out of technological challenges right now, but they'll be worked out by then.
Awesome.
Yeah, very, very excited.
So where did you want to start with our show?
I wanted to start with who is it? Tim Ferriss.
It's Tim Ferriss.
He came up with a great idea. I love simple fixes. Okay, simple things that are actionable.
He has a new book, and the name of the book is A Complaint Free World.
I like it.
And Tim Ferriss has been on our show before.
No, I don't think he has.
Oh, I thought he was.
Maybe he has. He may have. I forget. It's been a long time.
Okay, I thought he had.
When he came out with that other book, the
Total Body.
No, the 3 minute something. Okay. Maybe it was the Total Body. It could be. Yeah. But the bottom line is he's onto something here.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the simple things that everyone can take action that have the potential to be profoundly life-changing that are the things that we have to embrace. Because all this ultra-sophisticated, hard stuff to do, our lives are cluttered already. Add one more thing. Well, this is an easy one. So talk about it. What does the book espouse?
Well, he just says to go 21 days without complaining. And he defines complaining for himself as describing an event or person negatively without indicating next steps to fix the problem.
So you can have a negative thought as long as you come up with a fix for it?
A solution, yes.
Okay, I thought complaining was a negative self-expression, like a negative emotion, as opposed to... So in other words, I can still say... I hate that person because they did this and that. But as long as I go, next time I see them, I'll tell them.
Exactly.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's what he says.
Okay.
He says people want to be around action-oriented problem solvers.
Right.
So if you do this, then you're going to ultimately attract more people.
I get it. Because when you complain, you offer no solution, and you complain about the same things over and over again.
Right. Do you want to listen to somebody, like if say if you're having a phone conversation that's constantly complaining?
But all I do on Casual Fridays is complain. Everybody, I just heard a universal click of the audio just now. Everybody turned their radios off.
Because we complain about GMO and Monsanto.
But
and
we do find solutions. We say,
solutions, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. We're doing it right. And didn't you say you've tried for 2 days to this little experiment?
Well, I didn't understand the whole concept, and now I do, but I got something from what I was doing anyway, which means that a little bit of this can go a long way. So Tim Ferriss is onto something. After we talked about it, I was driving to the studio and I was like, I'm not going to complain. But to me, that meant I was going to be happy. Well, there's nothing wrong with interpreting that way, by the way. And someone cut me off. A person heading this, you know, in my direction made a left turn in front of me well too close for the speed I was going. I had to jam on my brakes a little bit and I immediately was like, oh man. And that set me back to that whole negative feeling. You know, that I was driving, and I thought, wait a minute. In order for this to work, you really have to be prepared. You have to have some sort of a mild mantra going on in the initial stages to retrain or entrain your brain not to go there when that's where you go for things like that.
I can see how it will work with, you know, having a fix for the problem.
Right.
Like, for example, if you're a woman and you're constantly saying, I feel fat. Do I look fat? That's not necessarily, I guess that's kind
of complaining. That's a complaint. Sure it is.
And so if in your mind you have a fix, well, okay, I feel this way, but this is my plan. Then it kind of rejuvenates you, and you know, my plan is to get up every morning.
Because you all of a sudden you have some action
and
you can
do cardio on a fasted stomach,
yeah.
On an empty stomach. You know, that's a plan, and it's renewed energy. I can feel that and see that.
And be that's positive.
That's positive.
No, I like it. I like, you know, this solution, simple solution. The other one we talked about, eight hugs a day. People tend to feel that their lives are more fulfilled.
Didn't you say that 8 hugs a day produces more oxytocin?
Yeah, that's why. It every time you hug someone that you care about, even if you don't care about them, it's been shown that a hug, a human embrace, elicits oxytocin for both people. And people who hug an average of 8 times a day, the perception of their lives is that their lives are great. Even though you would look at their lives and go, what are they happy about? But they're happy. So isn't that really the ideal situation? So if you take this with the no negative thoughts or no complaining and put them together, I mean, these are actionable steps that people can start doing right now that could have life-changing effects on them.
Well, I know you like Dr. Phil, and he has said before that the negative chatter in your head,
yes.
You know, if you're in your head, oh, I don't look good today, or this and that about it produces, you know, you become depressed, you know, it actually has a way of coming true if you keep...
Right, self-fulfilling.
Self-fulfilling, yeah. Prophecy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, that's absolutely true. So what you think about kind of colors your life.
Exactly.
So why choose to think about things that suck?
Don't think about negative things. And people don't like to be surrounded by negative people. They like to be surrounded by positive people.
I know, because we call them a drag, right? Negative people are a drag. They sap your energy. It's like they're always complaining about something. It's like, oh my God, they're complaining again. Like, you just want to get away from it.
Think about that. That song, Happy by Pharrell Williams. Everybody loves that song.
Right.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It's happy.
Right.
People want to be happy.
So, and you know what? If somebody says, well, I just listen to that song over and over again, somebody else would say, oh, that's dumb, but it's not. If it elicits an emotion and it takes root.
I have it on my MP3 player when I work out. I love it. It makes me feel so good.
We want to come up with, we're going to kind of come up with our own superhuman nation version of this approach.
Complaint-free.
Yeah, to keep people complaint-free, because I really believe that this is something that's small, that even if you just do it a little bit.
It
goes a long way. It really does. And ultimately, it will add years to your life, because we've talked about how stress ages you.
Yes.
So we're really talking about a way to cope with stress that is outside of meditation and mindfulness and so on.
Yes.
Another tool. that.
Just another tool in our arsenal.
There you go. I like that. I like that. We have a couple minutes before we go
okay,
into the break.
Let's talk about apples.
Okay.
You know how they used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Right.
Well, I think it's true. And it also does something else.
What's that?
Apples improve sex for women.
Really?
There's a fruit compound that stimulates female organs.
Oh, my God.
And the compound in the apple...
is called what?
It's called...
Hold on. Let's see.
You going to play that?
Florazine. Florazine.
Florazine.
Florazine. Florazine.
Florazine.
Florazine. Florazine.
Florazine.
Florazine.
It's a glucoside. A glucoside. A glucoside.
Right. But the bottom line is that it improves women's desire and sexual experience. So guys, after the show, run out and buy a case of apples for your loved one.
Yeah, and make sure they're organic, though. And also, make sure, because they're number one on the Dirty Dozen list.
Okay,
do we have one? Okay, you've got to take
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're trying hard to stay on our clock for GCN purposes. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Where mind, muscle, and body come for intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
To blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I wanna rock!
Welcome back. Have you... every time I listen to our news, I'm like, I can't believe that we're breaking the news on this stuff. There's so much stuff on the news that Alex Leaf produces and Elliot Turton is the anchor person. It's great stuff. I mean, I'm so proud.
They do a great job.
If you're not listening to the news at the top of the hour, you're missing out, really. Anyway.
I've just looked over and there's Tim Ferriss's book is right there, The 4-Hour Body.
That's what it was.
Right
here
in the studio.
I think that's why he was on the show. I think that's why.
Okay, so I just want to go back to apples for a second. An apple a day could stop you from having a heart attack and may even be as effective as taking a statin, claims Oxford University researchers.
Now, that's pretty cool because it's probably healthier than a statin.
They say healthy people over 50 who add an apple a day to their diet can benefit as much as those who are taking statin tablets.
Could you imagine being the guy at the Apple, like whatever the industry association is to promote apples in the market, coming up with these two things? Like it's good for women's sex lives, and it could keep you from having a heart attack. I mean, apples are going to be in demand very shortly, and nobody's going to even have any apples.
The scientists said that prescribing an apple a day could delay around 8,500 heart attacks and strokes a year in the United Kingdom.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Yes, it's amazing. But, you know, so, you got to be careful with all this information because sometimes industry promotes things in a way, you know, to sell more apples.
So it could be the apple industry that's backing
it. I would think so.
Okay, so I want to talk about Greek yogurt. I love Greek yogurt.
Okay. You like John Stamos, that's why.
John Stamos, that's a cute commercial.
Yeah, he's good.
Did you remember when the women were thinking about it and their husbands were there and they turned into John Stamos.
Yeah. Big fat slobs like me turn into John Stamos. And they're oh, I love Greek yogurt now.
It was funny. Yeah. Anyway, so Consumer Reports says Whole Foods Greek yogurt has 5 times more sugar than the label shows.
Yeah. And we're seeing more and more of this, right? Mm-hmm. And this is an industry in general, okay? So, of course, Whole Foods takes a step back and goes, we don't understand why the FDA's test differs from ours, but we're going to look into it. But I think what really this shows is that the FDA is ineffective at casting a big enough shadow with its food manufacturers to worry about it. And let's be honest, that's what it is, because they know that the FDA will give them time to fix it. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll get into this, because that's where the FDA gets all its money.
Mm-hmm.
So my frustration with this whole story, actually, is that the FDA, this is evidence that the FDA can do a better job, but doesn't. And the FDA wants to increase their oversight into other industries and other products.
Exactly, like dietary supplements.
Yeah, it's like you can't even get this right, and you want to. You know what this is like? For those of you who have a kid, right? Children, right? Your child doesn't clean their room. They don't do their homework on time. Their grades are mediocre. They don't participate the way you want. And the child comes up to you one day and says, "Mom, Dad, can I get a dog? I promise I'll take care of it." And you look at the child lovingly and say, "We'll think about it," because in your head you're thinking, yeah, right. I'm going to get you a dog. You can't even clean your room, do your homework, and do the things that you're doing now, and you want to be in charge of a dog? And that's the way we should be looking at Margaret Hamburg at the FDA. We should look at her like, oh, yeah, Margaret, I know you want oversight into this industry, but when you start doing your homework and cleaning your room and doing the tasks that have already been given to you properly, then we'll look at expanding.
This is terrible because they said on their label that they had 2 grams of sugar and they actually had 11 grams. What if you're diabetic and you have to eat a specific amount of sugar a day?
And then you go to your doctor and he goes, my God, I can't understand it. We're going to have to up your metformin because you just are. But doc, I don't understand. I eat Greek yogurt all day long. Well, it's not working. It's got to be your kid, your liver is. No, it's because the food isn't even labeled properly.
Yes.
And of course, God forbid you ask them to label GMO. That's another label issue that we'll get into later on today.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, I'm so frustrated. The FDA needs to be dismantled, and a new organization needs to be built from the ground up. Because I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't care if they're corrupt. I don't care if they're inept. Neither one of those are acceptable for an organization that's supposed to be the firewall between consumers and safety and industry.
Okay, so did you know that there is a kale shortage?
Really?
Yeah, I guess because so many people are juicing now, and kale is supposed to be a superfood. There's a company in Australia called Bijo Seeds, B-E-J-O.
Mm-hmm. Bijou.
Bijou yeah. Seeds. They started out planting over 3,000 to 4,000 plants a season. They now plant 25,000 plants. There was a supposedly shortage back in April, mm-hmm. and now they said they still don't have enough. They're out of kale for the season now.
And people want kale in the wintertime too, right?
Yeah. Back in April, there was a resilient pest here in the U.S. on the kale crops.
Right.
So that's what caused the shortage.
Well,
Monsanto's
working on that. They're going to come out with a kale that actually has poison in it that will kill the bugs but also kill the people who juice with it.
I guess people think because of the calcium and the vitamin C, everybody puts it in their juices.
Any green.
Broccoli. What about broccoli?
Listen, what about cabbage? You want to talk about, a superfood? Cabbage is a superfood. And it's got prebiotics in it on top of it.
I just have to throw this out here really quick because I thought this was kind of interesting. In 2012, 335 boys and 11 girls were named kale.
Really?
Yes.
So there you go. Now, if you're having a kid, you got to name your kid broccoli now. You don't want them to all be kale. But meanwhile, isn't it funny that I think kale will probably replace the word cabbage for meaning money now. You know, cabbage, back in the old days, in the 40s, 30s, they'd say, hey, give me some cabbage, meaning give me some money. Now they're going to say, give me some kale because it's in such scarcity. It's almost a precious vegetable now. They'll be selling it on the trade. They'll be trading futures in kale pretty soon.
Well, what about cauliflower? How about purple cauliflower?
That's good for you.
You know, I've never eaten it.
Yeah, I've had it once.
You know, you can make cauliflower mashed potatoes. Wouldn't it be interesting to serve purple cauliflower mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it would. It would, absolutely.
So evidently, cauliflower has the same pigment in it. The purple cauliflower mm-hmm. has the same pigment in it that the red wine has.
And I said, what is that? I thought it was like resveratrol or something, right? But you said it. Is this the word here?
Anthocyanin? Anthocyanin, yes.
Yeah. And it doesn't. Isn't it a part of this family of produce?
Brassicaceous. Brassicaceous.
Yes, it is.
It's a Brassicaceous.
Brassicaceous.
Thank you, dictionary.com.
Yes, that's the same family as broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. So if there is a kale shortage, then you can eat the other part of the brassicaceous family.
Yeah.
Broccoli, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's really great having this dictionary.com. We use it for radio spots too, like when we have to pronounce certain words. But I think it's novel to use it right on the air. And from now on, when I don't know how to say a word, I'll just pause and I'll let dictionary.com
brassicaceous
say it for me.
Brassicaceous.
We have to take a commercial break.
We have lots of good stories.
We have lots of good stories today, and I probably will be doing some ranting. I think I've been doing ranting already, but then I'll come up with solutions.
Is ranting complaining?
As long as I come up with solutions. So I came up with a solution for Margaret Hamburg, right?
That's true.
So I ranted, but I said, here's what we need to do. Put her back in her room and tell her to do her homework. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The trial Pioglitazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Brassicacious. That's right. We can even make Brassicacious sound cool when you blend it in with Miami Sound Machine. Brassicacious.
Okay,
back.
So we're going to talk about Monsanto.
Monsatan. It's Monsatan. So their vice president. He just sold a third of the stock that he owns, right?
7,500 shares.
Which leaves him like 12,000 shares.
12,241 shares is what he owns.
Why do you think he's selling?
I'm not sure. Maybe he needed money.
Yeah, right. He got almost $1 million.
He got almost $1 million for that. So Monsanto, the revenue for one quarter of a year, they make $4.25 billion.
And you know what this shows, right? That the American government will allow, the American government will allow you to harm and shorten the lives of Americans as long as the right people make money on it. See, everybody thinks that it's that if you kill somebody in this country, that you will go to jail or at least be tried or suspected. But big companies like Monsanto are shortening the lives of people. I don't care what side of the GMO thing you stand on. They are responsible for all of the herbicides that are destroying lives right now, and back, you know, in the old days too, right? DDT?
Yes.
Agent Orange. I mean, so you can kill and harm Americans as long as the right people get paid to allow you to do it and not have to go to jail.
Well, you know, politicians. So let's talk about politicians a little bit here.
Yes, let's jump on politicians for a second.
Oregon's Attorney General and Washington State's Attorney General have filed a lawsuit against the Energy Shot five-hour energy.
Right.
What they said is that they're accused of making false and deceptive claims. She said that through ubiquitous print, television, internet, and radio advertising, the defendants have claimed that the five-hour energy contains a unique blend of ingredients that provide consumers with benefits such as energy alertness and focus, when in the reality, the only significant effect from the product comes from caffeine.
But all those things have been attributed to caffeine in research studies done by great universities. So what's okay, but now, so a friend of ours sent this to us.
Yes.
But then you started snoping it and digging around. And what you found was also very interesting.
Yes. So they have a countersuit. 5-Hour Energy has a countersuit against the AGs of Washington, Oregon, saying that they're trying to start strong
they're
on them.
They're extorting them because they were
contacted
for donations.
They were contacted from these politicians for donations,
political donations,
and they said no, and so they tried to strong arm them.
Didn't you also say that the article you read implied that the 5-Hour Energy company spokesperson said that they were contacted prior to and told that if they, or implied that if they didn't help out with the campaign funding, that they would probably have problems.
The Attorney General of Oregon, her name is Ellen Rosenblum, mm-hmm. suggested that if we give them money, the lawsuit would go away.
I love it.
No, and the lawsuit followed.
Now, you know what's going to happen, right? The Honorable AG is going to say, it's nonsense. I'm above reproach, beyond reproach. This could never have happened, but we know how many politicians have lied to us in the past. So why would we think that there's not at least a hint, possibility, that this is what happened?
And this comes from a spokeswoman for Rosenblum. The type of misinformation shown today from the defendants is consistent with their misleading tactics and marketing campaigns.
So in other words, they're lying about this because they're lying about that, which isn't it's not that kind of a situation. And they can produce research that shows that caffeine does all the things that they make claims to. So,
yes.
Because NoDo's and all these other companies that sell energy type products make those same claims. So if they can't make them, then no one can. And the research on caffeine is pretty definitive, especially if you're stupid enough to take too much.
Yes.
Do you want to segue into that, or you want to wait till a little bit later on that one?
If you want to.
Well, I just want to touch briefly on it, okay? Mm-hmm. So we've had two deaths recently due to excessive caffeine consumption.
Caffeine powder. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And or pills that contain caffeine as part of an ergogenic/diet product. A mother, very sad, lost her life by taking too many of a diet product that contained caffeine.
Yeah, but they didn't talk about the antidepressants and the alcohol that she was on.
Bingo. They never talk about that. They never talk about antidepressants at all.
She was taking antidepressants, drinking copious amounts of alcohol.
And then probably using the caffeine to re-alert herself.
All you hear about, well, she was taking the caffeine because she was heavy and she was trying to lose weight.
Yeah, but by the way, alcohol is probably not a good idea if you're trying to lose weight.
And so all you hear in the media is about the caffeine and not the antidepressants.
And then there was a kid was that in the UK or here?
The woman was in the UK and the kid was here. He was a wrestler. He was 18 years old.
And he overdosed on caffeine and he died. And it's like, so now, of course, the Food and Drug Administration is standing up and going, well, we need to regulate caffeine because we have these two incidences here.
Well, you hear it all over the morning shows, and all you hear...
You would think that there were dead bodies everywhere from caffeine.
All you hear about is, you know, he was taking caffeine, and it's not regulated by the FDA.
Yes, so let's let them regulate it, because everything they do keeps people from being harmed. So let's let Margaret Hamburg out of her room. Margaret, you can stop doing your homework. Come out here for a second. We're thinking about letting you have that dog, even though you can't do anything right in any other areas that you've been tasked with.
So the kid, the 18-year-old, he had 70 micrograms of caffeine per milliliter of blood in his system.
And normal is like 5, you said, right?
3 to 5 micrograms.
From people who drink coffee.
From coffee.
So he overdosed on caffeine. He can overdose on water. He can overdose on a lot of things. So, but this is two incidences has gotten the Food and Drug Administration on their high horse going, we need more oversight. We need to control that there.
And how many people die every day from pharmaceutical overdose?
Yeah, taking their drugs the way they're prescribed. But more importantly, how about over-the-counter products? It's estimated that 100 people a month die from taking acetaminophen, Tylenol. And keep in mind that the FDA already regulates that. So they're doing a bang-up job, aren't they? Never mind the over 800,000 people a year, by the CDC's estimation, that die from taking prescription medications the way they are prescribed. FDA oversight there. They're doing a bang-up job. Yes, let's give them more to do because every task we give them, they just outperform our expectations every day.
Well, you know, the mainstream media is a little bit to blame because they get people all up in arms. Or these people are dying from overdoses of caffeine when, in fact, the woman, it was probably the combination of
alcohol, antidepressants. She's probably going to take the caffeine to try to mitigate the numbness from her alcohol and antidepressants.
Yes.
And if she had some sort of underlying heart problem, of course caffeine's going to bring it to the forefront. So would walking too far. So what are we going to do? Oh, we have to regulate people. They when they walk too far, they have heart attacks. This is nonsense. This is what the FDA does to keep us from looking at all the mistakes that they're making right now that we'll find out about in 10 years that they've made already that we just found out 10 and 20 years later. This is what they do. Give us more work to do. It's a sad, sad state. We rant about it on this show all the time, and I know those of you out there probably have these thoughts as well, but nothing changes because if you keep looking for government to make these changes, you're going to die.
That's why you have to use critical thinking.
You have to be a critical thinker and vote with your dollars. Don't wait for people to label GMO. Start buying real food from sources that you know, from your farmer.
Yes.
We have to take a commercial break.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about probiotics.
Ah, I like that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So you wanted to talk about probiotics when we were going into the break.
I just wanted to say that there's a new study that shows that a regular use of probiotics can reduce high blood pressure.
And this doesn't surprise me. What do they say about it?
The small collection of studies we looked at suggest regular consumption of probiotics can be part of a healthy lifestyle to help reduce blood pressure as well as maintain blood pressure levels. Jing Sun, PhD, in his press release. This includes probiotics from yogurt, fermented and sour milk, cheese, and probiotic supplements.
It doesn't surprise me. We know now that the flora in the stomach, the microbes in the stomach, contribute to so many physiological situations. One that shows that some amino acids can actually be turned on or converted in ways that are not healthy for the heart. We've done shows about that. I mean, we know that the linkage between autism, gut problems, and probiotics, especially the L. plantarum. So we see this constantly. Physiological changes occurring because of the microbes in the gut. This doesn't surprise me. It's really promising, too.
Did you know that sauerkraut has a 4 to 6 ounce serving of sauerkraut has literally 10 billion bacteria?
Yeah, and we take you know, these, well, the one we take is 450 billion
right.
CFUs. So that's a lot, but I mean.
But if you need to add something to your diet,
yeah.
That's.
But there's another value to it. I think Adele Moussa did a great blog post a long time ago showing that many of the negative effects of processed meats were mitigated by eating sauerkraut with it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it has some. It may have some protective effects. If Adele listens to this show, which I don't know that he is, he's busy, but. I'll ask him to repost that as one of the Subversity classics.
Yes, so I've been buying more sauerkraut.
And I've been eating more. I like it.
Actually, I need to make some. I need to make it on my own.
I tried to make mayonnaise the other day, and I ended up with a puddle of egg yolk and olive oil. And it would taste so good, I thought, I shouldn't throw it away. I should use it like hollandaise sauce, but I ended up throwing it away.
I have another recipe for the mayo that we can use.
Yeah, maybe. We're trying to figure out how to unlock an easy way to make mayonnaise, like in 15 minutes. It's not as easy as you think, because you literally have to drizzle the oil in over like 4 or 5 minutes. It's like, oh, come on.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. You want to talk about tamoxifen, the breast cancer drug.
So tamoxifen, for those of you who don't know, tamoxifen is the first line of defense for estrogen embargo in breast cancers that are estrogen receptor affected. And so tamoxifen is a very powerful aromatase inhibitor, but I also believe it's a selective estrogen receptor modulator. So not only shuts off aromatase, so your body stops producing estradiol, but I think it also docks in the receptor and blocks any circulating estradiol from getting in. I stand to be corrected if anybody's out there listening and wants to correct me on that. But the bottom line is it's the gold standard for treating
breast cancer.
Estrogen-dependent breast cancer, yes.
According to a researcher at Tulane University School of Medicine, resistance to tamoxifen is a growing problem among patients with hormone-receptive breast cancer, hormone-receptive-positive breast cancer.
Right.
And it's from lights at night is making the tamoxifen not
ineffective. Now, but let's think about this for a second. So, and what they point out is if a woman is in a room where there's like bright street lights right outside her window, so her room is bright at night. I mean, my God, I have a hard time sleeping when there's a full moon, it gets bright. We have blackout curtains and the full moon gets into the corners. I can't even imagine allowing the street light to just blare into your room while you're sleeping. But what they're saying is that women who sleep in conditions that are not optimal for sleep, which means complete darkness, the tamoxifen is less effective. But this is another one of those moments where our audience is going, well, that makes sense because we're critical thinkers. Let's face it, impaired sleep, no matter whether you are not sleeping at all or sleeping poorly, is linked to all sorts of cancers. So why would we be surprised that women who take tamoxifen but don't correct their sleep problems don't fare well in that type of therapy? I mean, my audience is probably going, well, that makes sense, Carl, because we know that not sleeping well is linked to cancer no matter what.
Researchers found that in tests on rats, a melatonin hormone supplement during the night could overcome this.
Bingo.
So, and we all know that.
Melatonin has pleiotropic effects. It actually is also a mild aromatase inhibitor. There was a study done in Israel back in maybe 2002 that showed that men who took melatonin 3 milligrams a night increased testosterone production at the testicles. Now, this is important. The Leydig cells were more sensitive to luteinizing hormone, and they estimated that it had a direct effect on aromatase produced in the testicles themselves. Adele Moussa did something recently, I believe, linking melatonin to having some aromatase inhibition effects. So on one level, it acts directly on aromatase, but on another level, it's a powerful anti-inflammatory. And we know that inflammation and oxidation are what cause a fertile soil for cancer to grow. And God knows what else it does, what other downstream metabolites and hormones that it launches into effect that protect. So this one is that one that the Superhuman Nation probably knew a long time ago. If you're not sleeping well and you're battling breast cancer, you got to get your sleep straightened out if you're going to beat it, period. And I don't mean taking Ambien or some hypnotic, which you're still not sleeping, you're just knocked out. Somebody just might as well hit you in the head with a pipe and go, oh, you slept for 10 hours today.
This is a rhetorical question, but why would anyone take Ambien when they can just use melatonin?
Because most people follow their doctor's advice to the T, and you can't do that any longer. You must be the steward of your own health.
Yes.
You have to be comfortable saying to your doctor politely, with complete respect and candor, you know, I don't want to do that. I think I'm going to look into it.
We've talked about this before, but I just wanted to mention it because Gordon Waddell posted on my Facebook wall that 40 women with breast cancer had BPA in the tissue that they extracted.
Yeah.
They found the BPA.
Well, now let's talk about that. So bisphenol A is an endocrine disruptor. It's called a xenoestrogen. To the body, it looks like estrogen. It docks in the estrogen receptor. It probably activates the estrogen receptor just the way some other estrogens do that naturally occur. So it makes sense that it would be linked to breast cancer.
New research has detected the presence of paraben esters in 99% of breast cancer tissues sampled.
Now, wait, you said parabens or bisphenol A?
Well, this one, both BPA and parabens.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. So BPA, we know to stay out of the way of, right? We go, oh, we don't want BPA plastic. But how many women are using cosmetic products right now that have propylparaben, methylparaben? I mean, it's got all the parabens in it. They're rubbing it on their shoulders, right around their breasts and stuff like that.
Oh, everywhere. I mean, everything, even toothpaste and, deodorant. Deodorant on has parabens in it, and you're putting the deodorant right under
lymph glands.
By your glands.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. So we all got the memo on BPA.
On BPA.
But the paraben story is still going out there. Unless women are working hard to find paraben-free cosmetic products, they're slathering their bodies with it.
It's so difficult.
I know.
Shampoo, conditioners, I mean, soaps, think everything.
Yeah. So think about that. And that's another link to breast cancer.
And just while we're talking about breast cancer, Albert Woody asked me about what the alternative to mammograms are.
And we did a show on that,
right? We did a show on thermography. Mm-hmm. And, I was just looking up the mammograms, and the Susan G. Komen commissioned the National Cancer Institute to research breast cancer, and they found that radiation is one of the medical radiation exposures.
Is one of the triggers for breast cancer.
Yes, yes.
So what that means is that every time you go for a mammogram, you're exposing yourself to things that are the exact reason that you're going to get the mammogram to hope to avoid.
Yes.
But now, Susan G. Komen doesn't recognize thermography.
No.
Because we talked about that on the show. And most doctors don't recognize thermography. But keep in mind that thermography does a much more thorough job as a first line of detection of a mass. It's as effective as a mammogram, maybe more.
Don't they even refer people when they have a mass show up on their mammogram?
Then they refer them for thermography.
For thermography. Why not just go get your thermography done first?
Because you're intelligent and we're critical thinkers. And that's what you did. You went and paid out of pocket a small amount of money to get thermography instead of mammogram.
Yes.
And again, it's all about, you got to worry about yourself and your own health.
Yeah, because insurance doesn't cover thermography.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Oh, it's really a disaster. We actually have to take our break and come back at the top of the hour to start the second hour of the show, which we have a lot of really, really good stories to talk about.
Yes.
So stay with us. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Studies show epigenetic changes can drive cancer. Cancer has long been thought to be primarily a genetic disease, but in recent decades, scientists have come to believe that epigenetic changes, or changes in the way DNA is read rather than a change in its sequence, also plays a role in cancer. In particular, DNA methylation is an epigenetic switch that can stably turn off genes, suggesting the potential to cause cancer just as a genetic mutation can. Until now, however, direct evidence that DNA methylation drives cancer formation was lacking. Researchers at the Children's Nutrition Research Center
at Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital have now created a mouse model providing the first in vivo evidence that epigenetic alterations also can cause cancer. Their report appears today in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. This opens up the door for a whole new paradigm of how to understand tumors. If we can identify epigenetic changes that predispose people to cancer, these may actually be treatable or preventable. So this opens up a lot of optimism in new ways to deal with cancer. Jackson Laboratory researchers find new mechanism for neurodegeneration. A research team led by Jackson Laboratory has pinpointed a surprising mechanism behind neurodegeneration in mice, one that involves a defect in a key component of the cellular machinery that makes proteins, known as transfer RNA, or tRNA. The researchers report in the journal Science that a mutation in a gene that produces tRNAs operating only in the central nervous system results in a stalling or pausing of the protein production process in the neuronal ribosomes. Such stalling can be largely overcome thanks to the work of a partner protein called GTBPB2. Our study demonstrates that individual tRNA genes can be tissue-specifically expressed in vertebrates. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition and Carl Recommends today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticides link to 3 generations of disease. Washington State University researchers say ancestral exposure to the pesticide methoxychlor may lead to adult-onset kidney disease, ovarian disease, and obesity in future generations. What your great-grandmother was exposed to during pregnancy, like the pesticide methoxychlor, may promote a dramatic increase in your susceptibility to develop disease, and you will pass this on to your grandchildren in the absence of any continued exposures, says Michael Skinner, WSU professor and founder of its Center for Reproductive Biology. He and his colleagues document their findings in a paper published online in PLOS-1. Methoxychlor, also known as Chemform, Methoxo, Metox, or Moxie, was introduced in 1948 and widely used during the 1970s as a safer replacement for DDT. It was used on crops, ornamental plants, livestock, and pets. It is still used in many countries around the world. It was banned in the U.S. in 2003 due to its toxicity and ability to disrupt endocrine systems. The researchers say the pesticides may be affecting how genes are turned on and off in the progeny of an exposed animal, even though its DNA and gene sequences remain unchanged. This is called transgenerational epigenetic inheritance. In recent years, the Skinner Lab has documented epigenetic effects from a host of environmental toxins, including DDT, plastics, pesticides, fungicides, dioxins, hydrocarbons, and the plasticizer bisphenol A, or BPA. The newest findings support those observations. The work is also the first to show that a majority of transgenerational disease traits can be transmitted primarily through the female line, and also identified mutations in the sperm epigenome of great-grandchildren male rats. The epigenome functions like a set of switches regulating gene expression and can be altered by environmental conditions. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, continuation of the discussion on how to eat ancestral, or paleo, or really healthy on a budget. Because everybody knows that they need to change the way they eat, but the single most common complaint is, you know, it's expensive to eat that way. In fact, that scientist I had on my show, Dr. Illich Ernst, who did that fantastic paper about the increases in body fat and other diseases in people who eat high processed foods, high in omega-6s and not enough omega-3s. When I sent her a list of farms in her area that she could buy raw and pasteurized milk, pastured beef, pastured pork, pastured eggs, she said, thank you so much, but you must admit, not everyone can afford to eat this way. And I thought, that's just not true. People are spending money on things that they think are important.
Well,
I mean, how many people out there have a $300 a month family cell phone bill? Seriously?
If you make it a priority, and you know, like eggs and beef and chicken should
and
all
vegetables.
Be from your and all from your family farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just today, I just wanted to continue the eating like a superhuman
on a budget. Yeah.
On a budget. Yeah. So here's a few more suggestions. Plant your own garden. And people say, well, I live in the city where there's, you can do urban gardening. You can do container gardening.
Box
gardening.
They even have them on a wall now. The containers on a wall.
Where it's called vertical gardening. You can do vertical gardening. You can plant herbs in containers and grow them in your house all year long. I have, a lemon tree, a lime tree, a grapefruit tree, rosemary, and chives that all year long grow in my sunroom.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have a sunroom, but you know, stick them by a window and they'll grow. So urban gardening. Okay, so when you are going to do some urban gardening, make sure you buy genetically buy seeds that are non-GMO. And also, if you buy in plants, make sure that they're organic plants and not from big box stores like Lowe's and Home Depot that have already sprayed them with pesticides.
With glyphosate, right, exactly. The whole purpose of totally avoid the whole reason that you're taking this stuff home and growing it yourself, which makes you think if you're not growing it from seeds and not genetically modified seeds, you really don't know what you're getting.
Exactly.
Because once it's been sprayed with the glyphosate, it's in the flesh of the plant.
Right, so you're still going to be eating it. Okay, so...
And I want to just emphasize something. And you hear the news at the top of the hour about grandmothers 3 generations ago who were exposed to a then-assumed good-for-you-safe chemical that their children are being affected today. So don't be lulled into this nonsense, well, the FDA and the USDA says glyphosate is safe. 30, 50 years from now, when you're dead and I'm dead, they're going to come forth and go, oh, we made a mistake, but no one will get punished for it.
Okay, so Carl did a show called Chickens in the Hood.
Yeah, remember that? That was funny.
So, you know, you can raise chickens in your backyard. We lived in the city when I was growing up, and my brother had chickens. So
made you popular with your neighbors, right?
there was an article, Raising Backyard Chickens for Dummies. I thought that was interesting.
Did you have a rooster, too?
I think so.
So that, like, in the morning, the rooster would start, you know, crowing, whatever you call it,
roosting. They used to peck at my fingernails.
Really?
In the backyard. join a local CSA, shop at farmers markets. The community supported agriculture is what CSA stands for. They'll actually deliver it to your house or to like stores or whatever.
Well, they have drop-off points. I was looking for a book. John Moody was on my show, and he's the local representative for the Weston A. Price Foundation. He wrote a book called about starting your own CSA. I know I have a copy of it. That's why I was just looking in my inbox, and I'll try to put it up on the website later. But they usually have drop-off points, or sometimes five or six families will get together, and 1 week everybody drives and picks everything up. So you drive once every 5 or 6 weeks, and it's very, very doable.
And join a local community garden. A lot of times they have space where you can go and plant your own garden within the city. It might be a land that's owned by the city or, mm-hmm. or by someone that's donated it, but you can
and you
go,
have your own little plot
right.
there.
Right, and they'll actually have classes to teach you.
The problem with that one is if you're in close proximity to people who, you would have to assume that anybody who goes to the extent of doing that is looking for non-genetically modified, pesticide and herbicide-free gardening. But you may have people who go, well, a little Roundup isn't bad, and they're next to you. So just make sure if you do that, find out what the arrangements are with the rest of the growers. Is everyone adhering to these ways of growing?
I was listening to NPR Science Friday last week, and there's a town. I don't remember where the town was. The guy called in, and he talked about how their town, it's a small town, is completely pesticide-free. Nobody wow. sprays their lawns with pesticides. Everybody has agreed. They've come together and agreed to not use any pesticides
That's
to
awesome.
Help save the bees.
That's well, that,
the,
but they're
going to
help. They're going to save themselves.
I know.
And I mean, obviously there's stuff in the soil already, but at least it's not atomized into the air and you're breathing it in all the time.
You know, maybe we could get together with our neighborhood associations and talk to them about it. I see my neighbors, our neighbors, spraying pesticides on their lawns.
Well, they have those services. That guy stands there with this big hose and this big
and
rubber waders.
And you can smell it.
Oh, yeah.
They do organic. I mean, they have organic services.
Right?
Yes, that's what we do. It's an organic service. And everything they put on the lawn is organic.
Yeah.
Shop your farmers markets. Build a relationship with your farmer. We yeah. have one with two different farmers. Yeah. Go to You Picket Farms and, you know, you can make that fun. Make that a family
and
outing.
And what's in the season right now? Aren't
blueberries and blackberries.
But also peaches. Aren't peaches usually late in the summer peaches are picked?
Well, I know blueberries and blackberries are in season right now. So if you find an organic farm where you can go pick it yourself, you can pick a whole bunch of it. Your kids can help you. It's a fun thing to do. And then you can freeze it all or can it. And then you'll have it this winter. If you freeze it, then it's.
How wonderful is that?
And it's going to have the nutrients because it's, when it freezes it, the nutrients are going to be just as good.
Yes, we've learned that. I'm looking here to see when peaches usually are picked, but I can't. Oh, it looks like July, August into September. Yes, I was right. It starts at the end of June. The whole month of July and August is prime season. And the beginning of September. So now is the time to go pick peaches. I love peaches.
I've never seen you eat a peach.
Don't out me on the air. No, I do. I love peaches. I really do.
Okay, so buy in bulk. Like I just said, you know, yeah. buy everything in bulk and then you can freeze. Buy a dehydrator. That is a good investment.
Yeah.
A dehydrator, you can dehydrate your apples. You can dehydrate your peaches, strawberries.
Elisa makes trail mix with all the stuff that she dehydrates them with nuts and nibs, cocoa nibs and stuff like that. It's unbelievable.
Cacao.
Okay,
so buy unpackaged food from the bulk dispensers.
Yeah.
It's cheaper because it's not packaged.
Right. You're not paying for the packaging.
Exactly. Buy yeah. spices in the small little like Ziploc bags that you can get at Earth Fair.
Yeah, the more boutique manufactured spices, which quite often... The manufacturers adhere to higher standards than companies like McCormick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because McCormick is definitely not organic.
No.
And who knows what's in that. Buy a whole cow and split it with your family or members or friends
that,
and
you
freeze
know what?
It.
We talk about this all the time, and very few people ever take this action because it's like they think, oh, my God, like, you know, just the whole idea of buying a half of a cow. If you call your farmer, the farmer that you've made friends with at your local farmer's market where you're buying grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and you say to them, I want to buy a half of a cow. They'll make it so easy. They'll give you a price, packaged and ready to go. They'll deliver it to your home. The only thing you need to do is go out and buy a deep freeze, and that's it. And you'll eat on that for the entire year. You won't go buy beef for the entire year.
Yeah, we bought chicken from our farmer, and she had just slaughtered it 2 days before.
Oh, my God, it's so good. You buy a bunch of chickens, you freeze them.
It's so good. You will never eat chicken from a grocery store again.
Every time we eat Susan's chicken.
Oh, my gosh, it's
the
best.
I just can't believe how good this chicken tastes.
We grilled some drumsticks for my niece and nephew and Carl's daughter. And
they couldn't believe how good the chicken tasted.
Yeah.
And that's because Susan lets the chickens eat worms and mealworms and crickets, because guess what, folks? Chickens are not vegetarians.
Download the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 on your smartphone. And I have it pretty much memorized, but if I forgot the other day about something, cantaloupe. I didn't know if it was, cantaloupe does not have to be organic. So download that app and follow it. You can save money there. Choose the organic generic brands such as Trader Joe's, Earth Fair, 365, which is Whole Foods. Just don't buy their yogurt. skip Starbucks. You can waste a lot of money at Starbucks, and it's not organic. Buy organic coffee at home and make it yourself.
Right, and get those, and get the travel mugs if you want to be in your car sipping on it. You can buy those paper cups with the lids and have your own Starbucks.
Limit the amount of meals that you eat out. Take your lunch to work. It's healthier. And don't buy the pre-washed fruit at the grocery store because it's not organic. No, and they probably don't rinse it, which means the pesticides are being cut through the fruit and it's on the flesh when you eat it.
Oh, the pre-cut stuff, right.
Yes.
I think you said pre-washed. I misunderstood.
Pre-cut, yes. Yeah. Eat fresh, skip packaged foods.
There you go. And look at the timing. A true, true radio personality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. Oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic. And that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You know, I keep talking about a renaissance occurring. Ken O'Neill agreed with me. Yesterday's Trans-Evolutionary Fitness radio show, people that I talk to, we all talk about this. There's a renaissance. There's no plague, but there is a thinning of the herd taking place because of diseases of modernity. And where you are in that herd, if you're in the herd that's disappearing, or if you're on the outskirts watching them run off the cliff like we are, it is happening. And there's a renaissance occurring. And with any renaissance, there's revival. There's revival of things that really did work at one time. And this next story is really both exciting, but also frustrating to me.
Okay, so evidently they are now coming back with vouchers to low-income families to take to farmers markets to use at farmers markets so that they can... These are people who live in food deserts that don't have access to fresh fruits and produce, so they're going to give them vouchers to purchase these things at farmers markets.
Okay. Now, any of you who are up on the things that we've talked about on the show know that I've talked about the creation of food stamps for this nation, which is one of the only social programs that is not overseen by one of the social program departments, but is overseen by the USDA. And you may say to yourself, well, why is the USDA over food stamps when it's part of the whole welfare, economic help for people who don't have the funds scenario? And that's because when food stamps were first created, and those of you who remember the term throwback money, I know some of you out there are laughing right now because I remember that, they came in orange and blue. And the orange ones were designed for you to use with farmers. The whole purpose of food stamps was to allow people in the inner cities, because more and more people were moving to the cities where factories were and moving away from rural areas, and farmers were falling apart. So the government said, well, we'll help farmers. We'll give these underserved economic people money that they can only spend with their farmer. The whole purpose of food stamps was that. And then people said, well, but what about us? What about, what's the company in Cincinnati?
Procter & Gamble
says, well, what about us? How are they going to buy Crisco? Okay, so we'll segregate it. We'll have blue and orange. The orange will be for the farmers markets, the farmers produce and stuff like that. And the blue stuff, they can go into the grocery store to the A&P and stuff and buy stuff. And then what happened was because of the profitability of large scale agriculture and food production, it shifted. until it didn't matter anymore. They said, hey, you know what? The hell with the farmers. Go to the grocery store and buy everything. This is how food stamps came about. Here's a revival, folks. Here's evidence of a renaissance. They're going, you know, maybe we need to create special vouchers so people can go and spend. You should have just stayed with the way food stamps were designed, and we wouldn't be in this mess today.
Well, this study that they did, the study was out of NYU. They had 281 participants, and only 138 finished. So, but they found that out of the 138 that finished, that they did take advantage of the vouchers and they did start eating healthier diets.
Yeah, that's great. I think that they should do more of that. I think they should just go back and make food stamps what they were from the beginning.
Okay, so then there's also the mobile food trucks.
This is
like,
cool.
Like the farmers again, farmers markets on a truck.
Okay, this is a renaissance, right? Mm-hmm. So those of you who lived in the inner city, like I grew up in Brooklyn, those who grew up in downtown Boston or whatever, you remember the old Italian guy, either with a horse-drawn cart or he was pushing a cart and it had crates of apples and cherries and broccoli and corn and everything. And he would push the cart down the street and he would yell, strawberries, cherries, and your mom and your grandmother would run downstairs and they'd look and they go, ah, those cucumbers look bad. Give me that squash and give me that. And they'd buy and they'd bring it up and they would cook it. And it was on the farm the morning before. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what, folks? Now we're putting a motorized car and we're sending the fruit man out again.
I remember hearing somebody walk down the street yelling strawberries.
Yeah.
As a kid.
See, renaissance, folks. This is more evidence. There's revival taking place here. There is hope for those of us who understand. Okay.
Okay. So,
technically, that was an answer, so I wasn't complaining.
So, I wanted to talk about the story that Con Santori Davison sent us about PETA.
Yeah.
PETA offers to pay overdue water bills for Detroiters willing to go vegan.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting. Preying on people who are up against it to get them to step onto your side of an argument is disgusting. You're not allowed to do this in politics. You can't buy votes, but we know they do. Okay? You're not supposed to do this, folks. This is a sign of desperation. The vegans are losing ground because the story is out. The truth is out. People who go vegan for too long don't do well.
They say, this is a quote from PETA. A PETA representative says, vegan meals take far less of a toll on the Earth's resources. It takes about 2,500 gallons of water to produce just a pound of meat, but only about 155 gallons of water to produce a pound of wheat.
But here's the thing. If you put someone on an island and just fed them wheat, they will wither away and die. If you fed them meat, they'll do fine. There's a big difference here. See, you can't use this analogy. It's like saying, I've got a truck that can hold 2,000 pounds, and you have one that can hold 2,000 pounds. Yours is filled with silver, mine is filled with platinum, but they're the same thing because they're both trucks filled with 2,000 pounds. And it's not true. The beef is more nutrient dense. It provides things that you can't get through the grain at all. I mean, it's just, and plus, if the beef is produced right, it's going to be anti-inflammatory. The grain is always going to be pro-inflammatory.
Well, this is a quote from the PETA president. Vegan meals are also a cost-effective way to help prevent health problems such as diabetes, high blood pressure, heart conditions, the last thing that someone who is struggling financially needs to deal with.
So this guy obviously hasn't read any of the new research, the emerging research on grains, gluten, lectin, inflammation. Obviously, he hasn't read any of that. He's got his head in the ground.
She's
got her head in the ground. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Terrible. But anyway, I feel sorry for Detroit. You know what I said to Khan? I said, okay, this is a publicity stunt. How are they going to know if people are complying? Are they going to put cameras in their homes and say, oh, Mr. Jones, we saw you have bacon yesterday morning. We're going to have your water shut off. This is just a ploy. No one's going to take this up because no sensible person is going to agree to change an important factor of their lifestyle like this to get their water bill paid. They'll vote for somebody. Sure, that's an easy one. You're done. You pull the lever and you walk out. But eating vegan is going to be a big challenge. I predict that this is a failure and we won't hear about it again. That's my prediction.
Oh. So well, Con will have to send us any articles if they
have them. We'll have them on the show to report. How about that? Con, let's do some reporting here. Dig into this story, brother.
Okay, so then William Anderson sent...
Andrews.
I'm sorry. William Andrews sent me this story. It's called Grocery Ship.
Right.
And it says, a grocery ship is a scholarship for groceries. We provide families the money to buy fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, and seeds for 6 months, and then provide a comprehensive program of education and support to empower them to increase health by incorporating more of these healthful foods into their diets. Well, did you notice there's one thing missing from that?
Yeah, animal protein.
Protein.
Yeah, animal protein.
Yeah, animal protein.
And, so, and when you read deeper, this is yet another net to catch more vegans.
When you read deeper, it says when they provide educational tools and resources.
Guess what they are?
Healthy eating DVDs, such as including Forks Over Knives and Hungry for a Change.
Yeah.
So Forks Over Knives.
This is more of the vegan agenda. And you know what? These people aren't sinister. They really believe they're going to save the world. And this discussion about meat eaters and non-meat eaters was going on in the days that the Bible was written. Because remember, we found excerpts in the Bible where they talk about not judging the meat eater or the person who abstains from eating meat. There's actual passages in the Bible. I put them up on Facebook one day. So this fight's been going on forever. But the real issue here is that they're trying to lull people into thinking by offering money to them that if they come onto this side of the fence, they're going to do better, when this is all about buying memberships. That's all this is about. This is just like the Detroit move. And it's, and you know why it's failing? Because people understand the truth. There are enough critical thinkers out there to go, look, I'm not eating vegan. It just doesn't sound right to exclude a particular food from my diet. That's it. So...
Well, and you hear the registered dietitians talking about, you know, you shouldn't exclude grains from your diet.
Yeah, but you could exclude meat
but
and dairy.
But you can exclude
and, right.
meat and dairy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, all day long. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. We know the truth, and we'll be around. You won't. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented, as many of you know her. She needs no name. Just the lovely and talented is adequate. Hi, TLAT, as they refer to you in the Superhuman Nation.
So we're going to talk about herbs right now.
Herbs.
Calendula.
What
calendula
is that?
Calendula is an herb, a plant-based antioxidant that protects the body against cell-damaging free radicals, and it protects the scalp from bacterial growth.
Really? So mm-hmm. do you eat it or do you rub it on your head?
You can eat it and you can also rub it on your head.
Okay.
You
all
can
right.
do both. Actually, these five herbs that I'm going to be discussing are to use on your hair.
Right.
Yeah, they're five herbs for your hair. So it can brighten blonde hair.
Wow. So if you have blonde hair and it's getting dingy looking, you would use this to brighten it.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
You use it for since it soothes a sensitive scalp.
Oh.
But I probably wouldn't use it since I have dark hair.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so to use it, you just steep a quarter of a cup of the calendula flower petals in a cup of boiling water. Let it seep overnight. You strain it and then pour that directly onto your scalp.
So you would probably do it after you washed your hair.
Yes. Yeah. Chamomile is another one. It also is for lighter colored hair. It lightens your hair. So if you wanted to use something that's natural on your blonde tresses, you can use chamomile.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And
you can drink it while you're pouring it on your head. If any gets in your mouth.
If you have brown hair and you want to lighten it, it'll lighten it a couple of shades. It also will soothe your scalp. It says it will give your hair a golden hue.
Hmm.
You also steep a quarter cup of the dried chamomile flowers in two cups of boiling water.
Cool.
Sage. Sage is a
But
rich...
sage has a smell to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know that I'd want to smell like Christmas turkey dressing.
It's excellent for soothing dry, itchy scalp. It curbs dandruff and eliminates buildup from the hair and scalp.
Oh.
It also will darken your hair and cover grays. That's interesting. So if you have...
It hasn't seen my gray.
If you have dark hair and you want to cover some grays naturally, try sage. If you combine sage with apple cider vinegar, which we've all talked about apple cider vinegar, it helps to give your hair a shine and it also will balance out your natural pH and gets rid of styling product residue.
That's cool.
You mix 4 ounces of apple cider vinegar with 4 ounces of cooled sage tea. You pour that on your scalp, wrap it in a towel, and let it sit for 20 or 30 minutes. Rinse it off and then shampoo it.
You could mix these with coconut oil. Because if you can infuse these into coconut oil, then you could use this, the coconut oil, and the egg yolks to condition.
Have we talked about the egg yolks before?
I don't know.
I use a protein mask on my hair. It's awesome. I use 3 whole eggs
right.
because the egg whites have protein in it, and
right.
that feeds your hair.
Right.
Helps it become stronger.
Right.
And then the coconut oil conditions it and makes it
so
less
it's three
dry.
Whole, three, so you use three whole eggs to a cup of coconut oil?
Six tablespoons of coconut oil
okay.
for my hair.
And make sure the coconut oil is already clarified. It's already liquid. It's not solid.
Uh-huh.
You mix it all together, whisk it all together, put it on your hair, wrap it in a towel, leave it on for how long?
20, 30 minutes.
I do it too, by the way, now.
We have a spa night.
And I got to tell you something. So my hair has gotten coarse as I've gotten older, which is characteristic of gray hair. But after I do this, for at least over a week, my hair is soft.
So Carl's hair is a little bit long right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his Jimi Hendrix t-shirt on. You guys might have seen it on Facebook.
One of the pictures, right?
So the other day he came out of the shower and I was...
We're talking and she keeps pulling my hair. I'm like, what are you
doing? His hair, yeah.
She goes, I'm giving you an afro. And sure enough, about an hour later, I'm driving to the studio and I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, my hair looks like an afro. It really does.
So I did it because he had his Jimi Hendrix t-shirt on. So I thought, oh, well, he can, you know.
They'll think that's me.
He can match.
It'll look like, they'll say, is that you on that picture playing the guitar? Yeah.
He matches.
What about hibiscus? That was
hibiscus,
a surprising one.
You know, those are beautiful flowers. I never thought about saving them to dry them.
Right.
But they promote hair growth. So it also will treat the scalp and condition it and help with hair loss.
They help feed the there's specific nutrients in it that feed hair follicles. For those of you who are having thinning hair, you may want to try this before you try something strong.
It also seals in the moisture and promotes shine. It aids in keeping it from tangling. It's a detangler. And it promotes healthy hair growth, like Carl just said. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
And then the last one.
Horsetail. Horsetail nourishes hair.
Okay, I went to get some of this for Elisa last night. I got kicked by the horse. The horse said, leave my tail alone. What are you, stupid?
It contains high concentrations of silica acid.
Really?
Silica strengthens weak, brittle, and damaged hair at its core and may even restore body and luster.
Silicic acid.
I'm sorry. I read that wrong. I should have had my glasses on.
If I would have had my friend, wait.
Calendula.
No. That's not what I want.
Calendula.
I don't want calendula now.
Silica.
Silicic acid.
You know, they sell silica at the natural food stores because it's supposed to help your nails grow too.
Really?
Yes. So I think Carl's looking up this one now.
I love dictionary. I love dictionary.com. Here it is.
Here's it is.
New toy. Ready?
Salicylic
acid.
There you go.
It's a silica which strengthens weak and brittle and damaged hair. So there you have it, horsetail.
So I would be interested to try this. I'd like to get these, and I would like to add them to the clarified coconut oil.
To our face,
and then hair mask. Yeah, and then put the eggs in with it and
I want to try the sage. I want to try the sage because that's for dark hair, so I can try that. And I also want to try the horsetail.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about, and we actually have a couple comments from listeners as well that we'll read. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Where mind, muscle, and body come for intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay. Again, I want to be clear about something because there's a lot of people out there making strong statements about GMOs. There are people out there who are saying there's nothing wrong with them. This is idiocy. There are people out there saying that they're dangerous. And the truth of the matter is if this doesn't show us anything, it shows we really don't know. And nobody in government is stepping up and saying, we guarantee they're safe. In fact, if anything happens to you related to GMO, we're going to pay for you and your family for the rest of your life. And we're going to send those other people to jail who said they were bad. I mean, good. Okay. So the reality is we can all agree on one thing. It's still a debate, and it's not safe to let people be part of an experiment like this. That we can all agree on.
Why would someone say that you're an alarmist if you don't want your food labeled?
Yeah, well, that's because that's the kind of rhetoric that's designed to make people who feel a certain way about an issue have to defend themselves. And when you're defending yourself, you're automatically wrong. Because you're defending yourself.
Evidently, 155,000 people in Oregon signed a petition to put Measure 92 on the ballot.
Bravo.
And it will be on the ballot in November.
Bravo.
And guess who's going to be supporting that?
Who?
Whole Foods Market.
Good for them. They should support it.
Yeah. They said that they support the mandatory labeling of raw and packaged foods containing GMOs. At Whole Foods Market, we believe consumers have a fundamental right to know what's in their food so that they can make informed choices about what's right for them and their families.
Now, keep in mind that the FDA enforces labeling. They enforce it. If there's something on your label that's not in your food, they will shut you down. But this is the only time that the FDA traces around its duty to protect this population. And that's because they say that genetically modified foods are reasonably similar to their original state. So there's no adulteration. There's nothing to report. It's okay. When we know that that's clearly not true, and a lot of other countries are holding their breath to find out too.
There's a reason why the Grocery Manufacturers Association and these Kellogg's, all these people are putting up so much money to fight it.
And it's not, and here's the reason. Someone corrected me. I said, you know, it's because they keep saying it's labeling is going to cost them. No, it's not the physical changing of the label. But once they have to say that this contains GMOs, people are going to run away from it. And then I said, even more the reason why this government should be allowing people to know. If people feel that strongly against it, why would this government force it down our throats? And keep in mind, this is not a partisan thing, folks. This started with the first Bush era. He was handpicked by Monsanto to be the guy to know about GMO so that when he became president, he tasked Dan Quayle to be. Dan Quayle approved the very first GMO crop.
And Obama has since
skyrocketed it. Everything.
Approved more than any other president
in
history.
GMO salmon, you got it. What do you want to do?
Alfalfa?
Human beings, everything. Yeah.
Alfalfa,
yeah.
You got it.
So
yeah.
This isn't a partisan thing. This is a government thing.
Just one more quick thing about Whole Foods Market. They're the first national grocery to set a deadline for full GMO transparency. They say by 2018, all food in Whole Foods Markets must be labeled to be in their store.
And see, we don't have to wait for the government to intervene because companies are already labeling no contains no GMO. So even if the other side doesn't want to put GMO on it, companies are going, hey, you know what? People want to know, and we don't use GMOs. Let's put it on. And so what do you think we're going to gravitate to, you idiots out there who are trying to hide? We're going to buy the food that definitively says non-GMO.
And people may be laughing at us because we want to know what's in our food, but Consumer Reports did a poll. 92% of Americans want to know what's in their food. They said that this was from June 23rd, but still, it's worth talking about.
Yeah. That they said that they want to know, 92% of Americans want to know.
9 out of 10 consumers, that's 92%.
Did they say want to know if it's GMO? Or
want to know on the label if their food is genetically engineered.
See? But if you listen to politicians and Big Agro, you think that we're all, oh no, there's only a small vocal group.
It says that same percentage of Americans want GE food to meet government safety standards before being sold.
There's a non sequitur, government and safety standards. Yeah. Okay. All right. So the bottom line is
one more thing that comes as Massachusetts, Colorado, and New York are all considering requiring mandatory labeling of genetically modified.
And you know, Monsanto and them don't care because they're going to say, well, the FDA is going to intervene for us. Don't worry. The FDA is going to tell them that they can't do it. They can't do that.
Or the federal government is going to take it away from the state level.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to. But in the meantime, you know what? I am going to err on the side of caution until I understand more about genetically modified foods. That's it.
Yep.
Bill Gates is in the news again. You know, Bill Gates is one of these guys. When people get really wealthy, like Gates, who's the big family in New York?
Warren Buffett?
Well, no. I can't think of it. But the Population Bureau was started by.
Oh, the Rockefellers?
Rockefeller Foundation, right. Well, people become really, really powerfully wealthy. They feel that and this is altruistic. They feel a responsibility to help the population. But depopulation has always been one of the missions. It's like, hey, the country has too many people. The world has too many people. We have to slow it down. And so the answer is always birth control. Well, we have had a birth control option that lasts 3 years for women who want birth control. But if they want to have it removed, they have to go to a clinic and have it surgically. You know, you have to cut a slice in their skin and remove it from their butt. It's one of the pellets. That's what it is. It's a pellet containing levonorgestrel.
Is this the microchip
talking about? Yeah, but now they're going to go to the microchip instead. Gates is all for this. So they're going to come out with a 16-year implantable
microchip
that will release the levonorgestrel into the skin, but it can be turned off by a code.
Or by remote control.
Right. You already have a 3-year choice. Really? Is it that inconvenient for once every 3 years for someone to go and have it replaced?
Well, I wouldn't want that in. inserted in me. What if they're using it for other purposes too?
But let's stay away from that conspiracy theory segment for a second.
Okay.
In the article, they say it with this level of candor, like, oh, well, this is no big deal. How many times have we seen things like this malfunction? What happens if it lets all of the hormone implanted in it go at one time? What if it malfunctions and does something else?
Okay, so it says, currently the contraceptive implant the NHS provides lasts for 3 years, but if a woman wishes to remove it before then, she has to attend a clinic.
Yeah, big deal, because they have to slice her open and remove it and probably suture her back up.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is going to last 16 years, and it's never going to malfunction. We know that. And guess what? When they find out that when levonorgestrel is bad for you and you still got it in you, you'll have to go to a clinic then and have it removed. You know what? This is nonsense. Really, 3 years is too inconvenient for you? You have to have something put in that 16 years and turned on and off by a remote control? Is that what we've been reduced to?
You know, this is interesting. So the idea for a chip, it originated 2 years ago during a visit to MIT. And the professor at MIT, his name is Robert Langer. Do you remember on Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code?
Right.
Wasn't the guy Robert Langdon from MIT?
Yeah.
It just sounds so familiar to this guy's name.
You wonder, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And don't forget, that was Inferno, right?
Uh-huh.
That was the book about overpopulation of the world, and some guy was trying to force a renaissance to occur by spreading a plague.
Well, Inferno is a different book than The Da Vinci Code, but Professor Langdon from MIT was in both of those.
Right.
I just thought that sounded so familiar because this guy is Robert Langer from MIT.
Yeah, that is funny. But, I mean, I don't think we need a 16-year alternative. You have a 3-year alternative. 3 years is too inconvenient. And you know what? A woman should have to think twice about removing it before making a decision to bring a life into the world. So if she has to go to the clinic and wait a half hour to have it removed and sutured, you know she's serious about having a baby.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, oh, wait, I turned it off. I'm pregnant. Oh, I didn't mean to. Oh, I thought you turned it back on, honey. No, I didn't turn it back on. It's going to be like the garage door. Somebody's going to leave it open one night and she's going to get pregnant.
When I read that, I thought that she had to attend a clinic like for them to say, why are you going to do this you out of it?
No, they're just going to have to go there and have it surgically removed. Just like the pellet form of HRT. It's the same thing. So anyway, yeah, that's an interesting story. What do we have, Elisa? We only have actually a couple minutes.
Okay, I have a couple messages here from some listeners. Cliff Wicks. Hi, Carl. Last week on Casual Friday, you and Elisa spoke briefly about bulletproof coffee. Perhaps this week, if you wouldn't mind, you could go into a little detail about your thoughts on whether or not drinking bulletproof coffee in the morning breaks on a fast or an intermittent fast, and to what extent. I know there's a lot of information out there that says that having just fat without protein or carbs has the same effect because it doesn't produce insulin response. Was wondering if you thought this was an effective means of fasting, or if you needed to go without any food at all for autophagy and cell repair. Please say hello to Elisa for me. You are a lucky man. She is gorgeous and smart. Thanks.
Oh, he didn't write that. Cliff, you just said that yourself.
No, he did.
I know, I'm just joking.
Thank you, Cliff.
Well, actually,
my new friend.
Actually, we only have a minute left in the show, but you could actually go to the show that I did, Beyond the Diet, show 1454, we talk specifically about this. Paul Jaminet and I talk about the fact that adding fat to your coffee may actually take you out of the fast and out of, and not necessarily be beneficial if you're intermittent fasting for the purpose of autophagy. In his words, get used to drinking your coffee black and leave the fat out of it. But if you go to show 1454, we talk about this in detail. We have to end the show.
Oh, I had one more listener.
Okay. I know. Can we read him next week?
Okay, Tom Dietrich, we'll have to read that next week.
We owe you, Tom. We owe you. Look, it's been a wonderful week at the helm of the Superhuman Nation. Next week, we have a bunch of great shows. You don't want to miss them. Let your friends know about the show, because we're going to be on In Their Market very shortly. The more people we enlist, the more lives we change, the less burden on those of us who are sticking around. We'll see you next week, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Eat dessert again with the new 100%